From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israel has launched what it termed the most powerful attacks against Gaza's dominant Hamas group as militants in the Palestinian enclave fired dozens of rockets across the border. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. After consultations with the defense minister, the chief of staff, and Israel's top defense officials, we decided on powerful action against Hamas terrorism. Israeli armed forces delivered the most powerful blow against Hamas since the 2014 Gaza war. We will increase the intensity of our attacks as necessary. Two Palestinian teenagers were killed in one more than 40 air strikes that Israeli military carried out in Gaza since Friday. The military said some 100 rockets were launched from Gaza into southern Israel. At least one person is dead, several others wounded after a siege on a Nicaraguan church where about 150 protesters, priests, and journalists took shelter after coming under attack by paramilitary forces. Tensions began with mass protest and a nationwide strike to protest the administration of President Daniel Ortega, which has accused the protesters of trying to stage a coup. Months of violence between the protesters and pro-government paramilitary forces has cost some 300 lives. Haiti's prime minister has resigned after days of protests there over the government's plan to increase the price of gasoline, diesel, and kerosene. The announcement led to riots that caused at least 4 deaths. The government ended up calling off the price increases, but the political upheaval resulted in a no-confidence vote in the lower house of parliament. This is VOA News. If his Twitter account is any indication, President Trump seems preoccupied with other issues ahead of his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That story now from AP's Ben Thomas.
President Trump is spending the weekend at his seaside Trump Turnberry Golf Resort in Scotland. Aides have said he's busy preparing for Monday's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but that's not keeping him off Twitter. He sent out tweets hailing the job market and Friday's bump in the Dow, blaming his predecessor for election hacking, and saying he's been hate-watching CNN. He's also acknowledged playing some golf, which has attracted protesters, including Mary Crowes.
It's just dangerous. It's ghastly. And we want to show our protest, because if you just say nothing, you're saying it's okay.
Police kept the protesters at Turnberry a distance from the president, but they were within sight and did get a wave from him. I'm Ben Thomas.
Iraq's National Security Council deployed security forces, cut internet services as protests began in Basra, spread to several other cities. Protests began after citizens grew fed up with their own poverty, water and power shortages, and the summer heat, which can approach 50 degrees Celsius at the height of the season. World Health Organization is calling for access to more than 210,000 people in urgent need of medical assistance in southern Syria, the scene of recent intense fighting between Russian-backed Syrian government forces and opposition armed groups. Lisa Schlein reporting now from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says many lives are at stake. He says health workers must be allowed to reach those in urgent need of health, and the safe delivery of essential medicines and medical items must be guaranteed.
The majority of people displaced are exposed to soaring summer temperatures of up to 45 degrees Celsius and dusty desert winds, with limited access to clean drinking water, sanitation services, and adequate health care.
WHO reports nearly 75% of all public hospitals and health centers in Dara and Quneitra are closed or only partially functioning. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Italy is saying that Malta and France have agreed to take 100 of the 450 migrants who were rescued from a fishing boat in the Mediterranean, claiming victory in the latest standoff, but demanding even greater European solidarity. In just 1 month in office, Italy under anti-migrant Interior Minister Matteo Salvini has upended years of Italian policy toward migrants by refusing them entry. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.